So glad you decided to worship with us here at Crystal River Church of God Online, where we want you to find focus for living. You can also connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for video messages. Now, an inspiring message from our lead pastor, Ronnie Reed.
I want to preach to you on the subject today, when a man is silent. When a man is silent. I want you to go with me to a very obscure scripture in the Bible called Genesis chapter 1. That's in the front of your Bible for those of you who are Bible scholars. Genesis chapter 1. When you get there, say amen. Amen. And if you haven't found it yet, give your car keys to somebody else around you. And I want to read several different passages or several different verses. And so, Mike, just pay attention. Don't let Rod distract you. And stay with me. Verse 3 says this. Verse 1, then I'm going to go to 3. Verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Go to verse 2. I lied. Go to verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then God said, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 6. Verse 6 says, then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 9. Then God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 11. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb that yields seed, and the fruit trees that yield fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. Verse 14. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide from the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. Verse 20. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of heaven. Verse 24. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind, and it was so. Verse 26. Verse 26. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creep. Creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Father, thank you for your word. Help us to be the men and women of God. Help us to be who you've called us to be, and do what you've called us to do. In your name I pray. Amen. When a man is silent. You noticed that every verse we read through the scriptures of chapter 1, nothing happened until God said. Now, Einstein says nothing happens until something moves. Well, God said nothing happens until I said. And as he begins to speak, things begin to shift and things begin to move and things become to come into order. Because being male doesn't make you a man, and being married doesn't make you a good husband, and being a parent doesn't make you a father. What makes you a father? When you begin to nurture, when you begin to do what God's called you to do, But in order to be a father, you've got to recognize that you cannot be silent in your parenting. You cannot be silent in your relationship with your spouse. And you cannot be silent when it comes to worshiping and or serving God. Now, I recognize that I'm loud. I understand I'm boisterous. I am boisterous in my worship. I'm demonstrative in my worship. I'm demonstrative. However, when it comes to my relationship with God, I still speak to Him and want Him to speak to me. But things happen when a man is silent. Number one is this. Point number one. God creates by His word or words. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And, you know, He said, in the beginning, the world was without form. But God spoke in verse 3, and things happened. Because I want you to know that when God speaks, things happen. I want you to know that when God speaks a word, things begin to shift and things begin to change. Even when things haven't changed yet, if you can ever get a word in your situation from God, then things are about to change in the name of Jesus. Amen? If you get a word from God, why? Because God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Hath God not said it, then so shall He not bring it to pass. So if God has said it, you can bank on it that it's going to happen. 8 times in Genesis chapter 1, God created something by what He said. God said, and there was. Now you may say, but Pastor, I don't have that power. Well, you might not, not might, you don't have the power that God has. But it makes no difference what God said. Whatever it was or when He said it, it happens. The sky is blue, but if God said the sky was green, guess what? The sky turns green. And if the sky doesn't turn green, then what we used to know as blue becomes green. The Bible said in verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image. And in chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible says that God breathed into man and he became a living soul. A person with a mind, a will, and emotions. And when God breathed into man, then man now had the ability to determine his own destiny. My God, somebody hear me. That God didn't say that you're going to do this. He gave you will. He gave you your will, your mind, and your emotions. He gave you your body, your spirit. He breathed life into you and you became a living soul that you could determine good and evil. He gave you a soul so that you could know right from wrong. He gave you a soul. And now you have the ability, just as I do, to create or determine your own destiny. God has a plan, but it is still up to me to do that plan. Good preaching, Pastor. So, you can't live your life and blame everything on somebody else. Can I meddle for just a moment? You cannot live your life and blame everybody for why you are the way that you are. Well, that's just the way I am. Take it or leave it. Well, there are some things that we don't want to take. If you're mean, we ain't got to put up with that. If you're bitter, deal with it. Get over it. Build a bridge and get over it. If you are, Pastor, I'm this way because I wasn't hugged enough. Pastor, I'm this way because I was hugged too much. I was potty trained too early. I wasn't potty trained at all. Whatever your excuse is, there comes a time in your life that you have to take responsibility for who you are and what you've done and what you're doing. Because can I tell you, the common denominator between you and all of your problems is you. I can't help what happens in somebody else's house. I can only help what happens in mine. And even beyond that, I can help and I can speak, but I still can't help what happens in anybody else's life except for mine. But here's what I do know, is that God breathed into you and you became a living soul, and you cannot speak without breath. Oh, hear me, somebody. You cannot speak without breath. Breath has to go over your vocal cords and begin to form the words. And without the breath of God, then you have no speech. Can I tell you, how many of you have ever been out of breath trying to talk? And you're gasping for air because you can't get enough to form the word. Without breath, you cannot speak. So God gave man the ability and the capacity, hear me closely, in your world, what he has created in his world. He gave you the ability and the capacity to create in your world what he created in his world. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. He created something that was without form. So can you? The guy that, the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. He was an idiot. Words start wars. The inflection of your voice when you say words are different. My children say, Dad, we get nervous. That ain't the word she used. I was trying to make myself look a little better. They said, Dad, we get scared when you talk to us through your teeth. When I start talking like this, they said they get really scared and begin to back up because I've had about all I can take when I talk like this. I'm trying to keep it together. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And I can say, I've had all I can take. That's one thing, but when I go, I've had all I can take. The inflection of your voice, it does something. Adam immediately begins to operate in this capacity of God giving him breath and the ability to create in his world what God created in the spiritual world and in his world. What do you mean? He, as soon as the Bible says that God began to bring the animals to Adam, and whatever Adam called them, that's what it was. Why? Because God gave him the ability to create in his world what God created in his. He stands up and begins to name the animals, and whatever he referred, do you have any idea how intelligent Adam had to be? I mean, that would have brought some of them animals to me, and I'd have been like, six-legged circle. I don't know. But by the time Adam named it, that's what it was. He was a communicator. He would open up his mouth, and what he said came into being. Oh, hear me, somebody. Well, Pastor, we're not quite that way. Oh, yes, you are. Because if you open up your mouth, you have the ability to create in your home chaos, order, peace, good or evil, just by what you say and the way that you say it. You have the ability to, you know, I love the story of the 10-cow wife. There was a woman who was, and I forget, it was a missionary that told the story, that in this village you had to pay the price for a wife. And this guy came to one of the dads and said, I'd like to know how, or it was a 10 cow or 10 goats, I can't remember. But he said, I would like to know what you would offer your daughter to me for. And her daughter was, let's just say, a little homely, a little frail. He goes, well, if you can give me one cow, I'll take it. He said, okay, I'll be back. Several months went by. The dad said, I know it was too good to be true. I was going to at least get one cow for this old girl. But then the fiance came back pulling 10 cows. He said, excuse me, what? Why did you bring 10? He said, in my eyes, she's a 10-cow wife. And paid the price. Now, the missionary met them right before this happened, and he said, I saw her with my own eyes. He said, several many years later, I went back and sat down to eat, and this gorgeous woman walked in and began to serve us. And he goes, hey, how are you? So he looked to the man who paid the 10 cows to the dad and said, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that your wife passed away. Because he saw the wife and she was ugly. And he said, what do you mean? Said, well, you know, your wife that you, the last time I was here, you were getting engaged. And he said, that's her. He said, there's no way that that's her. They do not have plastic surgery in this village. And he said, oh, I understand. The husband said, oh, I understand. He said, she, when I married her, yeah, she was a little homely, maybe. But I treated her like she was a 10-cow wife. And I spoke to her as she was a 10-cow wife. And she became a 10-cow wife. Somebody hear me. My God, somebody hear me. So fathers and even mothers, you have the ability to create in your home a positive atmosphere where they will feel. Listen, I pity the fools who marry my daughters. Not because they got to deal with me, that's a whole different subject. But because I have caused my daughters to know what love is and to know what a good atmosphere is and how I speak to them, that baby, they got to be on their game. One of my daughters broke up with a little boy, and she said, I said, why did you break up, honey? I just want to know. She goes, you know what, Daddy? Because I realized he did not treat me the way you said a man ought to treat a woman. And he said, I'm not going to waste my time on no little boy. Come on, somebody. You have the ability. The problem is, you know, but Pastor, you know, all these little girls are loose. They're loose because somebody's not telling them how to be pure. They're loose. Men and young boys are loose because some men are not telling them to be a truly godly man or to be a real man. You need to be a godly man. I'm preaching better than your amen, but I'm going to preach anyway. The only point number two, the only way to be manly is to be godly. That's why I hate. Well, I got to be careful. That's why I hate feminine, mealy mouth preachers. Y'all know them. Oh, we're just so glad to have you this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to be taking our text out of Genesis chapter 1. I don't like that, man. I need somebody I can identify. I need somebody that, bless God, they didn't emasculate you just because you were called. Amen? So the only way to be manly is to be godly, and hear me, to be godly, we must learn how to speak, men. I'm not talking about speaking up here. But you need to learn how to walk into your house and speak. And I'm not talking about just hollering. You need to learn how to speak to your children, how to speak to your wife. Oh, but Pastor, I'm the strong, silent type. Oh, shut up. That's why your kids act like animals. Because you're the silent type. Listen. God is a communicator. the voice of God would come walking in the cool of the day and talk with Adam. And God's voice has a nuance and different levels. Everybody in here has a nuance on a different level. You know, when I get around my brothers, I revert back to Southern Alabama. And I talk like this. And I'll say son a lot. Son, I'll tell you right now, son. Boy, that's just the way we talk to each other. Son, how many know what I'm talking about? I see somebody shaking your head. You know what I'm talking about. You get around your brothers or your family, and you just revert. If you're from Kentucky, you go right back to Kentucky. If you're from West Virginia, you lose part of your teeth when you go up there. I'm just saying. You just revert back to, right? Because everybody in here has a nuance. You know, when you're trying to talk to your wife and trying to be romantic, you're trying to be Barry White. How you doing? Darling, you looking good. Problem is most of us sound like Pee Wee Herman. But anyway, here's the reality of it. God's voice has a nuance and different levels. He's not a silent God. Aren't you glad that God hears your prayer? Aren't you glad that God will speak to you? See, we think of the strong, silent type of a man, but if you want to be a manly man, then you must be godly, and God is not silent. And here's what I want you to get to. Listen, God spoke into chaos and nothing, and order came from it. When he spoke into chaos and nothing, order came. Now, some of you know what I'm talking about. Because, I mean, the kids can be going wild. But you walk in, the father. Hey, sit down. And there's something about it. You just chauvinistic. Oh, hush. There's just something about it. You let a male figure, you let a man's voice come into a room full of kids, and if he commands the room, he can command the room. What do you mean? You can walk into chaos and go, hey, sit down. And little boy go. Most of the time. But when they don't, it's usually because nobody's ever spoke to them. Hear me, somebody. Hear me, somebody. God spoke into chaos and nothing, and when he spoke, order came. That is our job, that we speak into chaos and order comes. It's amazing. We have that ability. See, when chaos comes, we must speak to the situation because we're made in the image of God. And when chaos, you know, listen, my wife loves to hear me say, when things are going crazy, she loves to hear me say, it's going to be all right. Because my words give her comfort. Why? Now listen, you can't say it's going to be all right if you always dropping the ball. But when they realize that you're okay, then they're okay. It's going to be all right. How many knows that when your daddy walked in, he say, it's going to be all right. You would say, oh, it's going to be okay. Even though your daddy didn't know anything about what you was going through, if he said it was going to be all right, it's like, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I'll never forget, as a 17-year-old, I was in a crisis. I was 17 years old before I ever heard or remembered my dad saying that he loved me. Now, that's not a good testament for my dad. Let me tell you something, men and women. You need to tell your children daily that you love them. And then walk before them and live and discipline like you believe what you just said. See, that's the difference now. You can't just say stuff and not show up. Because in order to speak, you got to be present, right? I know we got cell phones and some folks are trying to phone it in. You can't phone in raising your kids. You got to be present. You got to be present when you speak to your kids. You need to be present when you say we're going to do something. Quit lying to your kids. I'll never forget, that wasn't long. We were here, and some friends of ours came down many years ago, and we went out on the boat, and they had a little kid, and like 3 or 4 or 5 years old. I don't remember, but I remember he was a little heathen. And so we were on the boat, and he kept taking his life jacket off. And I would tell him, I'd say, hey, buddy, I'm not going to call his name. Are we filming?
Yeah.
No? Okay, his name was Keith. And so I said, hey, Keith, your son needs to keep that life jacket on. They're going to give me a ticket. He's, oh, yeah, okay, Ronnie. Put it back on him. We go 5 minutes. He'd have it back off. And I'm trying not to say anything because, it ain't my kid. But it seemed like the parent was oblivious to what was going on. I go, hey man, he took that life jacket off. All right. And then if you take that life jacket off one more time, I'm going to spank you. Talk a little bit further. Hey, bro. I'm not exaggerating. 7 times he took it off between Kings Bay and the Gulf. 7 times. Matter of fact, it was before then, because, all right, anyway. And then, and the last 4 times, he said, I'm going to spank you if you take it off one more time. The last time, I had enough. He said, boy, you can take it off one more time, I'm going to spank you. I said, quit lying to that kid. You done told him 4 or 5 times you're going to spank him, and he knows you ain't going to do it. So either spank the kid or shut up or let's go back to the dock, because I'm not going to continue to do this with this kid running you. How? I can't believe you talked to me that way. I said, somebody needs to. All right, I will tell you the other thing I said. One more time you tell him you're going to whoop him, I'm going to whoop you. Pastor, no. I done got sick of it. But I wasn't lying. And he knew it. My God, somebody hear me. When chaos comes, you got to speak to that situation. Eve ate the fruit and gave it to her husband in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband, and he did eat. That tells me that he was there when the serpent was talking to Eve. Husband is a old Anglican Saxon word that means house band. It means that you are the one that holds the house together. We thought it was the wife. No, baby, it is you, husband, that you hold the house together. You band the house together. Somewhere we've missed it, guys, that we think that a woman should handle all the lying to the bill collectors. Lying to the boss. Tell them I'm not here. Oh, they're calling from the office. They want you to work overtime. Tell them I'm not here. And you're teaching them to lie. Come on, somebody. Adam named every animal, but when he should have been saying to Eve, wait a minute, he was silent. And because of that silence, it sent humanity into chaos again. When he should have been speaking, when he should have been talking, because of the silence of that man, humanity fell that day. If you see a snake talking to your wife, you better say something. You better say something. I'm going to say it again. You better say something. You see a snake slithering into your garden, you better say something instead of just standing there. I mean, I had respect for Adam. I mean, man, he stands up. Come here. Lion. Hippopotamus. Zebra. Panther. Black panther. Spotted panther. I don't know. Tiger? I don't know. Come on. I had respect for him, but when he was speaking, then this snake comes in, starts talking to his wife, and I just picture Adam going, you know, bad posture. Here, eat this. Well, God, I don't want to make her mad. I just eat whatever she tells me to eat. Because how do you know that? Because when God came and found them, he said, the woman you gave me. And boy, man's been doing it ever since, hasn't we? Come on, somebody. If you see a snake hanging out with your kids, you better say something. Because when a man is silent, there is a roaring loud sound of a lion. When a man is silent. Honey, let me tell you something. You better speak up. Don't be hanging out with that doing them people. Don't be hanging. And I know you got to be sensitive, but when they 9 years old, you ain't got to be sensitive. You tell somebody talking about, well, I don't want to go in their privacy. No, no, you live in my house, you have no privacy. Yeah, my daughter, 21 years old, got her own job now, about to be 22. I will walk up in her room anytime I please. The only reason I knock is to make sure she's decent. Talking about, no. Don't come in. Why? Well, because I don't want you in. Kick that door in. You better say, I'll take the door off the hinge is what I'll do. Amen. Society is speaking in the lives of your children. It's time for men of God to speak with the voice of the Father. Abraham communicated with angels. He communicated with God face to face. God gave him Sarah, gave him and Sarah a promise that he was going to give them a child. But Sarah got tired of waiting. And Sarah said, hey, why don't you go into my handmaiden, Hagar, and lay with her? Now, I know some of you men are like, I wouldn't have said no to that either. Yeah? But the promise wasn't to Abraham and Hagar. It was to Abraham and Sarah. And when he should have been going, what's wrong with you? God said, it's between us, not between me, you, and somebody else. When he should have stood up and said, no, I'm not going to sin against God and you. He said, well, shoot, we've been married a long time. You know, if you really want me to, I mean, I'm just trying to please my wife. I'm going to go on in this tent. You sure you're all right with this? All right. And because of he did not say no, our men and women are still dying on those lands because Ishmael was born, and that's why they still fight. Lot chose to live in Sodom. Genesis 19 and 2, but then 2 Peter 2 and 8 says, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. If you're vexed, why don't you get your family out of that? You better speak up. Or your daughter's going to marry a sodomite. You better speak up. Now listen to me closely. I'm getting ready to be done. Quietness is consent. If you don't say something, then they think you're all right with it. Well, why didn't you say something? Point number three, and I'm done. Christ gives us back our voice. The time between the Old Testament and the New Testament was around 400 years. They called it the Dark Ages. Some called it the Silent Age. Because God didn't speak to man. Man didn't want to hear what God had to say, so he quit speaking. And I promise you, if you go into a house that with chaos, normally either there's a man that's chaotic or there's a man that's not saying anything. Jesus was the silence breaker. Let Jesus be the silence breaker in your life. Because when Jesus spoke, demons bowed down. When Jesus spoke, disease lifted. The power of the Holy Ghost breaks the power of silence. I want to bring order to my household. And I can't do that without speaking. Because listen to this and I'm done. Wherever the river flows, life comes to it. Wherever the river flows, life comes to it. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. And on this Father's Day 2018, I don't want to leave here without giving you the opportunity, if you don't know Jesus, to make it right. With every head bowed, every eye closed. If you don't know Jesus, would you just right now slip up your hand, Pastor, I need to know him. And I give you my word, I won't embarrass you. As simple as ABC, A, that you admit you're in need of a Savior. B, you believe that he died on the cross for your sins. C, confess with your mouth. And according to Romans 10:9, you shall be saved. Anybody in this room, you don't know Jesus, but you want to, lift up your hand right now. You can put it back down. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to assume that everybody's a born-again believer. But let me ask this. Look at me now. I want to know, do I have some fathers who will come down here with me and together declare to the heavenlies, to the devil, to your family, to your friends, that I'm not going to be silent any longer. I'm going to speak the word of God. I'm going to know the word, and I'm going to speak it. If you're willing to do that, come on right now. Step out right now. Come on, dads. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. I want you to look at your father's church. Men, godly men. Now only you know how godly you really are. But let's not let the devil, let's not let them any longer. We're making a stand today that we're not going to be silent as our families go to pot. We're not going to be silent as our marriages unravel. We're not going to be silent as the devil tries to take our children and take our society. But today, we stand before God and we declare we'll not be silent any longer. Now here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn around and face this congregation. And I want you to lift your hands toward this congregation. And I want you to pray over them. And I want you to declare, I'm not going to be silent any longer. Together, come on. We will not be silent any longer. We will not be silent any longer. We're going to be men of God. We're going to declare the works of the Lord. We're going to declare the lordship over our children. We're going to declare the lordship over our marriages. We're going to declare the lordship over our lives. I will not be silent. I'm going to speak up and know what the Lord God has done in my life and in the lives of our children and in the lives of our families in the name of Jesus. Come on, just take about 2 minutes and just pray however the Lord leads you to pray. Come on, lead us in a song here. Come on, let's pray over them. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for these families. I thank you for these dads. Lord, I thank you for these fathers.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.